Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 559 of Ask Pat. All right, here's today's question from Daniel.
Hi, Pat. I just watched your YouTube tutorial about starting a podcast. Thank you so much for it. I just had a quick question. I went through your steps of setting up with Libsyn and everything, but I recently discovered SoundCloud and was thinking about possibly maybe switching over. I wanted to know if I upload my podcast to SoundCloud and submit my direct download link from SoundCloud to PowerPress, if that's going to change anything in my feed. Do I need to do anything else? Do I need to go to iTunes or anything? Or can I just change the media file in PowerPress? Thank you so much for all you do. I hope to hear from you.
Hey, Daniel, what's up? Thank you so much for the question today. SoundCloud has been something that a lot of people have asked me about, and I have not ever really answered because I've always been unsure. A lot of people have been asking me if it's the new platform that podcasters should go to. It's a beautiful platform. However, I was always reluctant because I knew it was sort of a music-first application. I mean, that's what people use SoundCloud for, and they kind of went into the podcasting space. But here's the thing that troubles me most about SoundCloud that has happened recently that actually has me and my team looking for other options for AskPat, because AskPat is actually hosted on SoundCloud. It's worked out great so far, but here's what worries me. I'm seeing these news articles come out, and people have been sharing these with me, and that's how I know. Here's one. SoundCloud has lost over $70 million in 2 years. Board cites material uncertainties. Here's one. SoundCloud, a favorite with podcasters and musical entrepreneurs, still struggles with profitability. That was less than a week ago. That came out today, the day that I record this, so February 25th. Then there's also this other one. Is SoundCloud music streaming service in financial trouble? So that's a little worrisome, right? You don't want to put your podcast on a place where they're going through financial troubles. They might have to cut back. Support might be lower as a result, and just they might die out. I mean, all that work to switch over, which actually isn't going to be that much work when it really comes down to it. But still, you don't want to get on a company that just doesn't look like they're profitable and going to last a long time. So we're going to see what happens with SoundCloud. I wish them all the best. I hope they stick around because they're a great service. But my team and I are looking at other options, and I know – you know, we're on Libsyn for Smart Passive Income. So that's what I would recommend that you stay on if you are on that already. And you want to ask yourself, well, what's the benefit of going on SoundCloud? Yes, they have the social sharing capabilities in Facebook and Twitter, which is handy. But, you know, quite honestly, it hasn't provided a lot of ROI in terms of, you know, all the work to get that all done and put up. Also, they have the tagging, which is really smart, and I think that's something that I'm going to miss if SoundCloud goes away, the tagging element. You could tag episodes with certain keywords, and then Smart Podcast Player actually goes into SoundCloud and pulls those tags out, and you could, if you go to smartpodcastplayer.com, you could see how it works, and you can see the tags, and you can actually filter with those tags different episodes. If you want all the episodes about podcasting, for example, it'd be very easy to do that. Now, the service that we're looking at now is called Buzzsprout, BUZZsprout.com. And this is a company that's been around for a while. Done some research on them. I actually met their team. They're really, really awesome people. And they've had a couple booths at Podcast Movement and lately at the Traffic and Conversion Summit. And I was happy to go in there and put my name in as somebody who would be up to have people win a drawing to do an interview with me in their booth. It's a great setup. And, you know, I learned a lot about what their company does, and they're a podcasting host, but they make it super easy. And the way they got started is they were actually doing podcasts for churches at first. And, you know, churches, they just didn't have time or the knowledge to get all into the technical stuff. So they made it really easy for them. And so I'm really looking forward to potentially working with them. I mean, Mindy and my team and I and their team over at Buzzsprout, we're still in conversation and trying to figure out what, like, how to switch over and if it's worth it and all that stuff. But it's very promising. So I would recommend you all check that out, buzzsprout.com, for a potential podcast host. But, you know, Libsyn's been great. It's been serving the Smart Passive Income blog for a long time, and I'm going to probably continue working with Libsyn on Smart Passive Income, at least for a while. But we'll see how Buzzsprout works out. And also there's podbean.com, P-O-D-B-E-A-N, which I use for video hosting for my video podcast for SPI TV, and that's worked out really well too. And they also host audio files also. So there's a lot of options out there, but I would be very wary about moving on to SoundCloud with all the recent news that has been coming out. So that's what I just wanted to share with you, Daniel. Just again, ask yourself why you want to make the move and, you know, what's broken with Libsyn, if anything. So thank you for the question. I appreciate it. We're going to send an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. Thank you very much. And I also want to give a quick shout out to everybody out there who has asked a question. If you have a question that you'd like here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page, and you might be selected for me to answer your question and also win a t-shirt. And or not necessarily win a t-shirt, you just get it. We send it to you no matter where you're at. No charge to you, and it's fun. We've done over 500 shirts, and it's awesome. Send a picture if you wear one day. And finally, as always, here's a quote to finish off the day, and this quote is from the Dalai Lama. He said, "Happiness is not something ready-made. It comes from your own actions." True that. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.